You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Wow, what a glorious weekend, man. It's going to be beautiful. We'll get out and enjoy it. I'm sure I don't have to push you to do that. Probably will. It's going to be like the song from Wizard of Oz, right? When Glinda the Good Witch says, come out.
Yeah.
Come out.
Well, that's part of the problem is we're spending the entire day today cleaning because we've got people coming over. So I'm not going to be outside, which kind of sucks. Because, yeah, I was looking at my Little Fun forecast, and it says 77 right now. So I'm like, man, I want to go outside and play. But we'll be inside dusting and vacuuming and sweeping and getting ready for 20 people, I think, to come over tomorrow. I think we're at 20 for sweet little Lida's family birthday party. Which it will probably be 80 degrees tomorrow. So I pulled out all of the patio furniture and everything, and everybody can hang out outside this year, which is really nice because generally it's snowing for her birthday. But we asked her a couple days ago, I was like, what do you want to eat while everybody's here? What's your birthday food this year?
What'd you go with?
Spaghetti.
Yeah, but you know what?
So we're going to be sitting outside, 80 degrees on the patio with a big bowl of spaghetti and meatballs.
That's okay. That's all right.
I said, you know what? There's a cuteness factor to it because that's what she wants in the middle of the afternoon on a Saturday. But I'm like, man, that's going to be hot and heavy. Real hot.
Well, you know.
That's going to sit heavy.
Just throw in some ice cream at the end.
Yeah,
right?
I was like,
a little gelato.
Yeah,
we get some gelato to go along with the spaghetti.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, Nicole's like, well, we'll have a salad with it. So if anybody just wants to eat a salad, so yeah, so we'll be doing that tomorrow. And it's funny, I've actually got to go over to the retail resort after the show today. We're parked right next to Park Meadows because her theme is Taylor Swift. The birthday party is Taylor Swift, so we're gonna have the concert going on the TV and Taylor Swift decorations. But last night, Nicole was like, oh, we should all wear Taylor Swift t-shirts. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh.
So I've got to go on the hunt this afternoon for Taylor Swift t-shirts. I feel like those would be out and about because she's like the biggest artist of all time.
Yeah, you'll find
them. At least
them.
Currently. So I'm hoping like maybe like Hot Topic has them. Or...
Now, wait a minute. When Nicole says we all should, does she mean all 20 people or just the four of you?
No, just the four of us.
So you've got to find two adults and two kids. Taylor.
Yeah, I don't think Reed wants to participate. So I think it's just going to be three.
He can put on like a Megadeth t-shirt or something.
There is a great Taylor Swift t-shirt that I wish I had ordered beforehand. And it is a large picture of Dog the Bounty Hunter on the t-shirt. And underneath it says Taylor Swift. And it's the funniest damn shirt.
Get him that.
That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. But I didn't order it in time. I didn't think about it. But yeah, I would imagine somewhere in Park Meadows is going to have a couple Taylor Swift t-shirts that I will wear once probably for this little shindig and never wear again.
No, you should wear it from time to time. It's fun.
I might wear it into the radio station from time to time just because it's so
be
ridiculous.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
So, yeah, that's my afternoon.
What day is her actual birthday?
She's Monday. It's funny. We're going to have three birthdays. Pretty typical. We're going to have the family birthday Saturday, the one with us on Monday, and then she's got a friend birthday in a couple weeks. You're going to have all the friends at the rec center. Yeah.
Boy.
Hey.
You know, it's like our sons have exactly the same birthday, not birth date, because they're off by a few years, but they're born on, they're both on the same day. And then your daughter and my stepdaughter are one day apart.
Oh, okay.
Because my stepdaughter has a birthday on Sunday.
You guys having spaghetti? What's the theme of her party?
There's no discussion about any of that.
There's no theme
But I will
party?
Tell you what's funny about it. You know how I talk about how she's the most sedentary creature I have ever found in my life?
She's like Jabba
so
the Hutt,
sedentary.
Right?
She's sedentary beyond belief. And I'm like, get outside and actually get to go walk. If she had her way, she would spend 20 hours a day in bed if she could. But, you know, she works and she has school and stuff like that. But she is, I've never known a bigger slug in my life. And I'm trying to tell her, I said, look, you're going to die young if you don't start doing something about this.
Right.
So here's what's funny. Gretchen sat down with me. She says, you know what we're getting Zoe for her birthday?
Treadmill.
I said, what? She said, a Fitbit.
Oh, that'll
and
stay
I
in
said,
the box.
I said, is that the biggest waste of money of all time? And she said, no, she actually asked for it. So I don't know. You know, this is me raising my hands in surrender mode. I'm like, Okay, so does this mean that she is going to actually start exercising?
Moving
her body.
Taking the stairs?
Yeah. Well, that's the only thing that saves her, I guess, is that, you know, her room is upstairs, and so she has to do the stairs several times a day. But she's just such a slug. Mm. And I'm like, Mike, you're a college student.
Well, I hope it fits
slug.
Around her wrist, man.
Yeah, you'd think she would be like 350 pounds. She's not.
Oh, but, okay. Well,
but,
I was just
but,
joking.
You know, on the inside, you know, that's killing her, I think.
Yeah, there's such thing as skinny fat. And,
anyway,
you
know. So I laughed when I heard, I said, she wants a Fitbit? Okay. All right.
Huh.
I have been assured that it will be used.
Okay. Please report back.
Then quickly, I got to tell you how weird my wife is. You know, she's got so many different hobby things that she does. Everybody who listens on a regular basis knows about her and the mushrooms and the bird stuff that she does and the bugs and stuff like that. She walked up to me the other day in the house, and she's got this clear plexiglass container. I don't know. It's a little bit larger than a shoebox, okay, to give you a minute, but it's clear all every side. And in there, she had some sort of wild flower things that were just laying in there. Turns out those are for food sources for the bugs that feed on them. And I said, what is that in there? She goes, do you see that right there? And I had to crane and look. I go, I can barely see that. She goes, well, they're really small right now. She goes, they just came out of the such and such, whatever. They're baby praying mantises.
Oh, that's cool.
Is it cool?
That's
don't know.
Cool. Those are neat.
They're cool as hell creatures, but she's now like raising praying mantises. That's her latest odd thing that she does.
Different.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. I said, when will they be something that I can recognize? Because right now they're just
little things.
They're tiny little things. And there was some weird looking grayish thing in the middle of it. She goes, that's what they came out of. And she, there's a special name for it. And Jeremy, I don't know. We have listeners who are real hip to all this stuff. All I know is that she constantly has some sort of weird wildlife experiment going on.
Wow.
And I'm like, again, I put my hands up like, oh, well, hey.
Just don't let them loose in the house.
Don't.